Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to be back on Blog Talk Radio once again to lift up the name of Jesus. And we just want everybody to tell all their friends and family and neighbors about the broadcast so we can get the gospel out. So just hit the share button, hit the like button for us, and we'll appreciate that. And we want all the new listeners to know that we welcome them, and we thank God for them, as well as the old ones. And just get on there and let your family and your friends know all about it, and we'll appreciate it. And the subject today is Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many be there, there be which go in thereat.
Yes, amen. Praise
and 14 God. Says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. We have to walk that straight and narrow. We can't waver to the left or to the right. We have to stay on that straight and narrow, or we won't make it into heaven. And we just want all the Facebook listeners to know that they can put their comments in the comment. They can put their prayer requests and their praise reports in the comments below. So if you have any, just post them there, and we'll see them, and we'll get back with them and pray over them and everything.
Yeah,
and
hallelujah.
My sister let me know today that she's doing much better. They had the COVID, and she said, thanks, everybody, for praying for her and for her family. She said that they're on their way to being better now. So just thank God for that, and thank God for all the ones that have prayed for her. And we're just going to have Tim to come around and sing a song, and then we're going to have our pastor to come and obey the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Bless him, Lord.
Are you standing in the middle of a crossroads? Wondering which way you need to go. The road behind will lead you back to nowhere. And the other pointing places you don't know. You can see the many people moving forward. And others choose the road and those who pass away. Let me tell you about the road that is less traveled. It's the road that I am traveling on today. I'm walking on the right road and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus, there to travel alone. He took me by the cross and under the blood, saved my soul for God who I was. Oh, the high mountain to the valley low, He comforts me and lets me go. Long as I'm with Him, I'm walking on the right road. Everyone must look at the crossroads. Forget about the road the path to take. The cross will point you in the right direction. And in His shadow you will find His saving grace. Start walking on the right road, you won't be alone. Walking with Jesus as you travel along, He'll take you by the cross and under the blood, giving you rest and freedom and quest. Over high mountains to the valley low, He'll comfort you and let you know. As long as you're with Him, you'll be walking on the right road. Walking on the right road, and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus and singing His song. I've been to the cross and under the blood. My soul's been anchored in the cruising flood. Over high mountains to the valley low. He's walking with me wherever I go. And while we pray together, this I know. Walking on the right road and I'm not alone. Walking with Jesus and singing His song. I've been to the cross and under the blood. The token anchor in the crimson flat. Over high mountains to the valley low, He'll comfort you and let you know. As long as you're with Him, you'll be walking on the right road. Walking on the right road. Walking on the right
road. Living in a cold, dark world, evolution stopped by man. Basic prayer out of school,
oh,
and I was filled our way. They order the Ten Commandments, renewed from their side. The one question I want that still, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Anybody tell me, I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus, He's the way, the truth. I'm not going where I should go. I'm for Jesus with all my heart. And what's wrong with living right? You may think I'm straight, living the way I do.
Wow. Hallelujah.
If I'm from this world, how to step on how to roll. Call me crazy or insane, and tell me I'm not right. The one question I want to ask you, what's wrong with living right?
Yeah, hallelujah.
What's wrong with living right? Anybody tell me, I'm doing what I'm not doing. I'm living for Jesus, He's the way free. I'm not knowing where I should go. I'm praying Jesus is on my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with everybody? Can anybody tell me what's wrong with everybody? Now it's time for us to turn it over to our pastor, Don Harris, and here he is.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Tim. Beautiful songs and beautiful singing. Praise Amen. God again. Come to you in the lovely name of Jesus. Just trying to lift Him up a little higher than He's ever been lifted. And we want to hold Him up because of the love that He had for you and I. We got a couple of sisters, boys, that needs prayer. They got the virus, two of them does, and God knows who they are, and they need to be healed. And not only want to pray for their healing of their bodies, want to pray for their souls, because that's the main importantest thing,
Amen.
Is people being saved and born
yes.
again
Amen.
Into the family. You know, you can go to, you can die with sick bodies and praise God, maybe one arm, one leg, or an early leg. If you've been born again, why, then you can go to heaven. Praise God, but children, you can be the healthiest man they are.
Right.
Hallelujah, and not have Jesus and die. I heard of a guy one time that they took him and done all kind of tests on him and said he's the healthiest guy that they ever had examined. But on his way back home from being tested for all the different things, he died out. And I'll tell you, because we don't know what day or hour, but we do know the Bible said to be ready.
Amen.
For in such an hour, we think not. We appreciate Brother Tim, a good singer. God's used him to sing, anointed him to sing, him, Sister Betty. Praise God, carrying out the work of her husband, Brother Lloyd Irwood. That stood and had this a-going and got it a-going, but went on to be the Lord, and His work was, if they continued with it, why, and get somebody, you know, to come or somebody to call in. We do appreciate our brothers that's coming on here just in a little while. Praise God, and just praying that everything that's said, praise God, it will help you out there.
Yes.
Praise God, to win somebody to Jesus. And you that are listening, Christian people, if you'll begin to pray and seek God, I'll tell you the Lord will hear. Praise God from on high.
Yes.
He'll meet the needs.
Yes.
He'll save all of our people, not only mine, but yours. Praise God, and the people that's around and about. Because when God's people begin to pray, things will begin to happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And people will begin to come and give their heart and their life, and that is unto the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God, and that's what we love to hear about the good news. We hear a lot of good news. Maybe, you know, pretty weather, this and that coming. But the best news that anybody can ever hear of, he's hearing about somebody giving their heart
yes.
and their life to Jesus Christ. Praise
yes.
God. And they sang an old song, I Just Started Living.
Amen.
And really that is when you start living. Praise God. When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart. Praise God. And that's what we're all out for. And we're praying for all of our listeners. We thank God for you. Praying for your children, for your people, how that they'll come in and be saved. Praise God. Or when Jesus comes, that they'll be ready to meet him. Because he is coming. I know people said, I've heard that. And the Bible even said they'll come scoffers in the last days and saying, where is the promises of his coming? For since our fathers have fell asleep, all things continue as they are. Praise God, but just as sure as I'm here tonight, one day, after a while, and according to the Word of God and the way it looks and the way how you read the Word and how you see all the happening that's going on, praise God, Paul, one of the writers said, know you at the end is near. Jesus did. Said it's near even at the door. Praise God. So if that door was to be open and out on the clouds of glory, Jesus Christ was to step out. And praise God, the angel that will raise his hands towards heaven with one foot on the land and one on the sea, according to John's writing and squire. Praise God, at time will be no more. Hallelujah. Would you be ready to meet Jesus in the clouds of glory? Praise God, and be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye, and be called up to meet him in the hour. And he said, we'll ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And I appreciate the works that are being done. That's getting the gospel out, maybe to help somebody. Tonight we'll be coming to you for a little while here before our brothers come on. Out of the book of Hebrews, about the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and we'll read verse or two and talk to you for just a little while. In Hebrews, praise God, 10 and verse 36. Praise God, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. Praise God, and don't we all need patience?
Amen.
The Word of God said, I believe, through your patience, persist ye so. And I'd like to have more patience. Praise God, and to be patient and wait upon the Lord, because he knows mine and your needs. Even before we even ask him, he knows what we stand in need of.
Yes,
praise God, and we need patience, and we need to learn patience. Praise God, because the Word of God says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Brother, I'll tell you what, God will hear. God will answer in due time. And when it comes, it's time. My time ain't God's time. Praise God, because I want everything maybe right now. Praise God, this very moment, this very instant, the Lord knows exactly, praise God, how to work everything. And I know he's right now, God, able, right, as you're calling on his name, as you're looking unto Jesus, how the author and the finisher, how your helper in the time of need. Everything that he done, children, he done it for you and me. I mean, when I was dead in sin, and you was dead in sin, it said Christ died for the ungodly, that made a way that we could live. So everything that he went through with, the whoopings and the beatings, and the scorning, the mocking and the shame, he done it, praise God, to prepare and make a way to help me and you. And see, has he done all that? Then he come back and said, to every one of us, he said, casting all your cares upon me, cause I care for you. I might not care very much, praise God, but I want to care, and I want to be helped, and that's why that we're here tonight. Praise God, is to be a blessing to you and to help somebody. Praise God, learn to lean on Jesus. They sang that song. I'm learning to lean on Him. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Children, I thank God for the good doctors that we have that can help us in some parts and some ways. But boys, I'll tell you, I thank God for a man called Jesus that said, you can cast all your cares upon me. And I need to have patience and wait upon the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. I know He's the right now, God.
Yes.
I know when you call on Him, and doubt not in your heart, but you believe that whatever you're praying for, that the Lord is able to meet your need.
Yes.
And not only believe that He's able to meet your need, but believe that He will meet your needs and supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. Father Christ Jesus, right now, He'll move. Right now, He'll save you if you'll call on Him.
Amen.
Right now, He'll heal you. Praise God, when you believe with all your heart and you're not down in your mind. Praise God, even when Jesus was walking the shores of Galilee, but a man come to Him and said, oh, my daughter lay sick. Jesus said, praise God, I'll go down there. I'll heal him. Praise God, that the man said, oh, I'm not worthy. You come under my roof. But I've got soldiers. I praise God under me. I say to one of them, go, he'll go. And to another, come. And he cometh. Do this servant, do this or do that. And he does it. Praise God. But Jesus just said to him, and that man said, I ain't even worthy. Lord, you come down to my house. Jesus said, go your way. Praise God. You servant, are you shall be healed? And the man turned. Hallelujah. And he went his way. And Jesus looked at him as he began to go his way. And he marveled. My Lord, praise God, call people lead. Brother, I'll tell you, all you got to do is what you read in the Word of God. Just believe.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And sometimes it might be a little while, but the Lord will move. Lay the weight upon Him. Hallelujah. Shall regain His strength. Oh, He said here, and we're reading in your ear, Lord, we have need of patience, that after you do the will of God. Brother, when we do the will of God, when we do what the Lord has said in His word, and I preached a little bit on the other night, my Lord, when they begin to tell our church and Jesus, I begin to talk to the apostles and the book of Acts there, and Peter said, we're witnesses of these things.
Yeah.
What are you witnessing about? What the Lord has done, what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. And we'll get in it, and we'll abide in it, we'll walk in it, hallelujah, and we press in to the rim of the Spirit. And church, I like to say to myself and to you out there tonight, there's a deeper depth and there's a higher height. I read in the realm of the Spirit. Praise God. And a lot of things you may be in, you just go so far, and you can't go no deeper in it. But I believe there's a depth in him. And there's a high. You keep going on. I pray God, Paul talked about it. He said, lay it aside by the weight and the sins that aided the status. And let us go on. Where are you going to? We're going on in the faith. We're going on in after the deeds and the depths. Every learning. Hallelujah. Oh, let me say, well, the writer said, and people in the Word, they will never learn it, but said they never come to the knowledge of the truth. Where you at? I pray God tell me. Brother, you're always a learner. Hallelujah. And then when you learn it, but you won't go on and walk in it. My Lord, it's better. I believe the Word of God said, it's better to never know the way and to know it and to turn from the Holy Commandments. It's better to never know the Scripture and to know it and come to the ability of it and to the understanding of it and the knowledge of it. Praise God. And then we'll walk in it. I'm afraid a lot of people that come to the point, to the realm of the Spirit, into another life, a sister, and another depth in the Lord. Moved on of your own man, imagination, but they have people they socialize with and around and about all time. People that fellowship with that they won't receive it. And then people backs away from it. But when the Lord reveals His Word to you, He expects me and you to get in it and to walk in it. Hallelujah. Let's our way and our path will become dark and gray in the darkness of it. I don't know why the Spirit keeps leading me this way. Hallelujah. The people in doctrine of men and the head organization and creed and doctrine. Hallelujah. That man set up and praise God. They know if they get into this Word the way God's given it to them, they'll be put out of the synagogues. They'll be put out of the churches. Because you think today of people all over as they hear the Word of God being preached. I'll tell you that everybody can raise your hand and holler yes. Amen. Hallelujah. I ain't talking about obeying man. I'm not talking about amen and man. But what are we standing behind? We're standing not behind the man. We're just standing behind the Word. As long as I preach you the Word, you stay with me. But if I leave the Word of God and start preaching about something else, you need to start quaking them bones off. Hallelujah. Because if it's mighty, it's my opinion. It will not stand. I believe in every God's Word will stand. And it'll give you power. It'll take you on into a deeper depth and a higher height. Hallelujah. And people, when you get there, they may not receive you. And they may not welcome you, but that's all right. Let me back up this for a little. Brother, they didn't welcome Jesus, did they? He was the Son of God. He coming into this whole world, and he said, I'm not here. my will, but I find the will of him that sent me. Oh, my Lord, I pray you to thank everybody would run out and would open arms and an open heart and an open mind. Let them receive Jesus into their arms and into their life. But they would not do it. And still today, people have stayed away with him. Hallelujah. Somebody said, it's that word that it don't lie. The Lord is the word. The word of God. And it's powerful and sharper. Woo! And it's to his sword. It's God's word. It come out of his mouth. It's still Lord in heaven. And how big a preacher may be, or how popular that church may be, or how great a member it has. But when you leave God's word, you leave God. Yeah. Hallelujah. And when you leave God, you leave his spirit. Hallelujah. And I would pray when the poor people has got to the day. Yeah. My. We need to come back one time. God's word, and let God's word be God's word. Let every man be a liar, but let God be true, because he is true. He's the way, and I got to throw this in. When Jesus was about to leave, praise God, Thomas and him, come to him and said to him, Father, we don't know where you're going and how can we know the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, he's the way tonight. He's the way in to the rims of the Spirit. Let me say it like this. He's the way in to the holies of holies, into the anointing. And brother, the only way you can get into the anointing of God, into the purity of God Almighty, into the realm of the Spirit, my Lord, it's true, and it's by that shed blood that Jesus has shed on Calvary to bring you and me in. No longer, will the blood of bulls, goats, and the blood of animals was sufficient. They had to be another way. And Jesus laid that way down. Praise God for you and me. Brother, I'll tell you, it's time to give up man's ideas. It's time to give up. Praise God, man's ways. And get in to the realms of the power. By the anointing of God. And I'll say to you, as many as are led by the Spirit, old people's got good education. They've been taught in man's wisdom. And brother, they can read this. They can read that. And they can explain it. Because they've got the wisdom. They've been through college. They've been educated. But friend, let me tell you what. That's wonderful. That's telling all the plumbers. It's good, my Lord. But let me tell you what. But without the anointing, without the power of God, what are we? Let me tell you, I'm nothing without the Lord. You're nothing without Jesus. Without the power of the Holy Ghost, you nothing, you can't do nothing. How did them boys, they listen after them apostles a little while, and out of the head, I pray for saved. I praise God. And they survive in us. Them Lord deliver. And they're unlearned. They didn't know nothing much. I praise God about man and about man's creed and man's doctrine. They didn't know much about the synagogue and being in. But after they looked on them, some of the rulers did, and the high up men in the synagogues, and they seen the hand of God working upon them and in them, the miracles that was taking place, and praying that they saved all that they done. It would even recorded or wrote down in the book if it had this world would not hold the books that all Jesus done. But the word said, everywhere that he went about doing good and healing all matter sickness and all matter diseases, raising to the dead, casting out devils. Here come them below, all 12 behind him, doing the same thing. And they started looking on them, and there they watched them, and they looked upon them. They perceived that they were demon men, and said they unlearned, but they had to take knowledge of them.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. What makes the difference in these men? What makes these men above everybody? What makes these men so powerful? Hallelujah. And the scripture said how they took knowledge of them, that being with Jesus. Woo! I'll tell you what, my Lord, I like to look deep for people. I love to shake their hand and they tell me who they are and never let them afford. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm glad tonight. I know who Jesus is. I won't say. I'm glad to know the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. All power, my, in him. Praise God. Okay, we need patience.
Yeah.
We need to learn more and more. I ain't just believing God for a headache. I ain't just believing God for a neck pain. I ain't just believing God for a chest pain. I'm believing him for miracles on top of it. I'm believing in God, my Lord, when the dead, when the dying, praise God, did not these boys go in up to the dead, Peter, and got down by the bedside, for Dorcas, Tabitha, was already dead, then I laid her out, and they got down there, and prayed, call on Jesus, and Jesus put life into her. How you know, it said she was dead, and laid her out in the other chamber, and ready, had done washed her, and got her ready for the undertaker. But they heard about a man of God was over Joppa and then sin and said, have him brought over here. Peter went in there where the dead body was, got down by the bedside and began to pray. And praise God, when he looked on her, she opened her eyes and presented her alive, didn't it say? So we believe the word of God. Then we read what he said. All people said, they just thought she's dead. She went in a coma. But my Lord, she was dead. crib, and she was just in a coma. God brought her out through prayer, through Peter's prayer. But we need to believe, Lord, not just for her headache, but for her heartache. Thank God it's a big, little thing, big thing. Don't change him. Yes. He's unchangeable. He's the same. Yesterday, today, hallelujah. Yes. And oh my Lord, he changes God. Yes. If I were the God, I could get some faith. I could get. I praise God. The Bible says, if you have faith of a grain of mustard seed, one of the little spinach seeds, how they are. It's my eyes has got dim. I don't know if I can even harvest these. But a grain of mustard seed. But boy, let me tell you, my eyes might be dim. But if I had that faith as a grain of mustard seed, I could say to that sycamore tree, be plucked up. Yeah. I could say to that sick man, be ye healed.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Out of that sick woman, I said, God, be healed.
Yeah.
Be made whole. After them to believe, Jesus said, nothing is impossible.
Amen.
After them, which I believe, church, come on. Men and women, you believe in Jesus? Pray for faith.
Lord.
One writer said, Lord, give me faith.
Yeah.
Help my doubt. Help my unbelief. Help me, Lord. After I pray, I'll have patience. I'm stand on the word of God. And I'll be what the Lord would have me to be. Praise God. God's still God. God's still on the throne. He's mighty. And he's able. I'm going to throw my glasses away. Hallelujah. But God's still God. He's still on the throne. He's still able. Your daughter. Praise God to meet your needs. Whatever they may be. Let me read just a little bit more. Hallelujah, I can't help but get excited.
Thank you.
Oh, for you have need of patience after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And he went on. For yet a little while, praise God, and he, praise God, that shall come, he will come and will not tarry. Hallelujah. He that will come, hallelujah, he will come, and he will not tarry. But I want you to pray. Pray, and I want you to join with us. Praise God, because if I'd early church seen it, if the miracle would have taken place, I believe they can take place in this end.
Yes.
We are in the end time.
Yes.
We're in the last days.
Come on.
According to God's word. And praise God, somebody needs to believe the Lord. Heal that crippled man. Heal that crippled woman. That man is a dying with heart problems. That heart is back. Heal him, Lord. That man has been all out of shape with a stroke. His limbs are paralyzed. My God is bigger than it all. Let me tell you, ain't your God bigger tonight? He's bigger. Oh, brother, you the same song. He's bigger than all my hang-ups. He's bigger than all the situations. My God is bigger than all of my problems. Somebody needs to believe that whatever I asked him, what he said with it, whatever you ask me, in prayer, my Lord, and doubt not in your heart, you can have whatever you say. Hallelujah. I know it's powerful, but brother, we need to get to the place. Praise God.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the Spirit of the Lord will take us in to a place. We'll know what to ask God and what not to ask. We'll know what his will is. But his will is that you and I would prosper Praise God. We're God's people.
Yes.
We're to be the healthiest people. That, oh,
thank you,
how come? So we can get out and do something
yes.
for the Lord. Praise God. If people ain't got so rotten lazy, they won't go for God. They won't stand for the Lord. My Lord, he said, go into the highway,
yes.
into the hedges, compel them to come in, that my house might be full. You need to tell your lost people. You need to cry
yes.
unto God. And you need to show this world that you've got Jesus in your heart.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
A lot of times, it ain't the words
thank you, Jesus.
That you speak out of your mouth
praise
that's
God.
Going to gain your lost people.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's it.
But it's the life that you live
yes, come on.
In front of them.
Oh,
it's how you present Christ.
Yes.
You say Jesus Christ lives in your heart, then out of your mouth
come on.
Comes all kind of ungodliness,
mm-hmm.
worldly things, filthy conversation,
come on.
Filthy mouth.
Yep.
Praise God, you tell me. It ain't just laying back in your mouth. It ain't just hung up in your throat.
No.
Where's it coming from? Well, according to the Word of God, Jesus said, from the bottom of your heart,
yep.
your mouth speak.
Yeah,
hallelujah. If your heart ain't really right with God, then you'll have all that filthiness, that ungodliness, and that wickedness are coming out of you. Hallelujah. And somebody is a-watching me. Somebody is a-watching you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus said, we're patterns.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? I remember Mom and them used to sew quilts, putting up an old quilt frame in the middle of the floor. Couldn't get through, had to run in under it. But they'd make quilts. Praise God. They had a frame there. And they'd go by patterns. Well, I'm telling you, me, you're a pattern. And we're an example.
Yes.
Praise God. To this lost and dying world.
Come on.
So they don't know they. They in darkness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They walk in darkness. Because the biggest majority of people didn't really come out of darkness. They didn't get what they needed in that altar.
Come on.
They had a change of mind.
Yes.
But brother, I tell you, you got to get a change of heart.
Amen.
And believe
thank you,
upon our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and Paul, somebody said he missed it. Do you really think Paul missed the scripture? When he said, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things is made new.
Yes.
Pure harlot. If you're a whoremonger, if you're adulterous, fornicators, liars and cheaters and drinkers, you go down to that altar. My Lord, if you really, with godly sorrow, work of repentance, and if you really repent, you'll get up a new person, a new creature. Hallelujah. With a new heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. And you'll serve the Lord.
Amen.
You'll go back in the mud hole. But it's happening, ain't it?
Amen.
The South, that is wars. You wash up, get an old pig out, wash it, shine it up, squirt some fume behind its ear, put a bud in its head, a rose, little ribbon hanging on its tail, turn it loose. Where will it go, brother? To the first mud hole that it finds. And begin to walk in it. Well, I'll tell you what. Because it's a hog and you can't change it. But, brother, when Jesus Christ comes into my heart, and your heart, and your life, he'll change you.
Amen.
Let me go to
drink. If you're a part, if you're a pot smoker, if you burn that pot every day, hallelujah, you get right with Jesus, you ain't going to smoke no more pot.
Amen.
You'll throw it away. You'll get rid of it.
Come on, free.
You'll peel popper. Praise God. Take all kinds of pills you can get a hold of.
Amen.
Nerve pills. Run you crazy in the messy bug.
Yep.
But boy, when you get Jesus, you'll get a right time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You'll quit your pill popping. You'll quit running around.
Yes.
Commit whoredom and adulterers and fornication. Oh, the devil will tempt you. Sure he will. But how many tonight know the Lord gives you power over
Amen.
The power of the enemy.
Amen.
Power to be an overcomer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He wants people to come and follow him. Boy, we need to pray the prayer of faith.
Yes, amen.
And see God move in our churches.
Amen.
See God work miracles.
Yes, amen.
Congregation of two or three. Somebody said that's all we got. That's all right. Two or three gathered in his name. He said, what? There I am in the midst. But two or three ought to change and turn this world upside down. Because we've got the Spirit.
Amen.
We've got Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, I said, for yet a little while, and he that will come, he will come, and he will not come. Children, he's coming in a little while. It'll be too late one day to be standing here, preacher. A preacher. It's going to be too late. It's going to be cut off. In other words, what you said, I'm saying the door is going to be shut. The mercy door. You run. Revelation said, you run for the rocks and the mountains.
Amen.
My. If Jesus was to step out in the clouds of glory, every lost man, woman, boy, or girl that does not have the Spirit in their heart and their life, they're going to run out and scream.
Amen.
And try to find a hiding place.
Amen.
That's right.
Mighty men, rich men, bond men, free men, he's going to hide himself in the dens and in the rocks and the mountains and cry, oh Lord, hide us from them that sits on the throne. But it was talking earlier about the song that they know hiding place down here. Nowhere to run. Children, we got to run to Jesus. Whoa! I said we gotta run to Jesus.
Amen.
While the door's open.
Yes.
The mercy door. I'm gonna run. I prayed today, it's prayed. I said, Lord, search my heart. Search my life. God, if there's anything in me,
Amen.
Get it out of me, Lord.
Amen.
If there's anything would cause me to have to hide from you,
you
when you step out, Lord, praise God, get it out of me.
Amen.
I want to run towards you with my arms open, saying, yeah, even so, John said, come, Lord Jesus, come, hallelujah. Come and get us, God. I tell you, till I'm ready, praying to come and get us. But I'm asking you, are you ready?
Come on.
And they used to sing that song, Tim. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wait. So many that's lost in sin. Whoever I'm talking to, I want you to examine yourself. And make sure that you're ready
Amen.
To meet Jesus. Make sure that you ain't going to be numbered with them people that's going to be a run and a hiding, crawling under rocks, crawling in caves,
amen,
and in dens, because somebody is, somebody's ascending up yonder on the throne, and every eye is seeing him. Praise God, every knee is bound.
Amen.
If you ain't never prayed, you will pray.
That's right.
If you ain't never called on Jesus, you will. But why? Why will we wait till it's too late to pray?
Amen.
Today is the day of salvation.
Yes.
Tomorrow might be too late for you.
Amen.
I feel God's dealing with something. I do. I feel the unction. I feel the tongue of the Holy Ghost. I feel that somebody will just reach out their hand and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. He'll come in. If you're needing a healing, I believe that you'll reach out and say, Lord, I believe that I'm healed. My, I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm saved. I believe I'm ready to meet you in the clouds of glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, he'll make you ready. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Too late. One day to pray. But you know what he's doing? He's standing.
Thank you,
Lost man, woman, boy, or girl.
Yes.
Sinner people. I don't care how deep you are in sin.
Come on.
Oh, I don't say that meaning I don't care. I care about you. I love you if I wouldn't be here. Praise God. But it's left up to me to tell you.
Yeah.
But because the Lord put a love in my heart to hear of people. You get saved. I may never see you. But you send us a letter. You send us a text. However, say, I give my heart to Jesus while you're preaching. Or while Tim was the same. That's all you got to do.
Yes.
Find you a Bible-believing church.
Amen.
Get in it.
Yes.
Be a testify. Be an example to your friends, your loved ones, your kids.
Amen.
If you got any worldwide, tell them what Jesus done for you.
Amen.
He'll do for them.
Yes.
Where he brings you from.
Glory.
He'll bring them from.
Yes. Amen.
You know, they love people, but there's no hope for them.
Thank you.
They tried going to alcohol school.
Thank you.
Tried drugged, tested in drug places, and didn't do them no good. But let me tell you about a man who was one of the worst drinkers there was. Drunk. Sent him to dry him out. Get out, wouldn't be a week. Right back, he was drunk again. Ride the road to drink. But one night, he really did get a hold of Jesus. Got it in his heart.
Come on, brother.
And he ain't been the same since. Hallelujah. Praise God, quit his drinking. Quit, church, and I'll tell you, the Lord will turn you around.
Yes, amen.
That filthy mouth and that ungodly talk.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a devil in there calling you to do all that stuff.
Amen.
But when you get Jesus,
glory.
Because as I started to say in the beginning of service, from the bottom of your heart, you know all that ungodliness that comes out of your mouth?
Amen.
Where it's coming from, it's coming out of your heart.
Amen.
Because the devil's in there.
Yes.
That old man has seen it. But when you get Jesus,
yes,
praise God, good stuff will come out of your heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
But if we'll pray, children, Christian people, if you'll pray, turn your heart back towards God.
Amen.
Seek him alone, God.
Yes.
We can find him because he be not far away from
us. Amen.
He's right there.
Yes.
His ears is open to your prayers. Sinner man, woman, boy or girl, the Lord's ears is open.
Yes.
To your prayer.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
He said, them that come and call on me, I won't turn away.
Amen.
But he'll forgive you.
Yes, he will.
But he said on down here, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man, draws back, where you drawing back from?
Come on.
Come on.
Where you running from? What are you trying to hide from? But if any man draws back, listen at the word unto perdition. But of them, hallelujah, draws back. But of them, we're not of them that draws back.
Amen.
Lost my place a little. But we are not of them who draws back unto perdition, but of them that believes.
Yes.
To the saving of what?
Oh.
We ain't of them that draws back. We are them that believe.
Amen.
Unto the saving of our soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe Jesus saved your soul? Yes. Do you believe lost people?
Glory to God.
That he will save your soul.
Yes.
When you call on him. I'll cut off fire. I could go on. And on. Hallelujah. There's a real need out there.
Amen. Yes.
And the need is for all this lost and dying world that you'll turn your heart to Jesus.
Yes.
Turn to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You once know him. It said, remember from which you're fallen.
Yes.
And repent or else. He said, I'll come in a bit quickly.
Amen.
And I'll remove the candlestick.
Yeah.
Out of his place. Children, he said, I say unto you, repent. Or else. If the Lord moves the candlestick, which is the spirit that the Lord put in you, he'll draw you. If he moves that spirit out of you, and I hear of a man when I was growing up. I hear about him having a prayer meeting in his home. Lived to be an old man. Never would give his heart to God. But he got down on his deathbed. A dying. Friends and families used to go in and sit around the bedside of people that was a dying. Comfort of people that was in need. But desire, and the old man began to pray, cry, and some of them said, pray for me. And he went on and begging and crying and said, somebody please pull my feet out of the fire. They're burning. My feet's on fire in hell. And he cried and prayed. You put God off too long, friends.
Come on.
That's right.
And even when I heard about it, they wet towels and water, wrapped his feet, but still he was crying in torment and agony.
Yes.
Somebody put me out of the fire. Too late. God had quit dealing with him. The Lord had quit calling.
Yes.
Turned him over to a reprobated mind and said, I'll let you believe a lie and be damned. Friend, I'll tell you, I love you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I pray that Tim and him will get a text or you appear on one of these phones.
Thank you, Lord.
And say, I just give my heart to Jesus.
Yes.
So I get ready to close. You don't have to die lost.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't have to burn forever in a lake of fire. Glory to God. I feel it. I feel it, children.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't have to go to that awful place.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus Christ loves you.
Yes.
He loves you tonight. And you know what he said? He said, if you'll come and you'll ask of me, or you'll call on me,
thank you, Lord,
I will not turn you away.
Thank
That's
you,
right.
Jesus.
Don't put him off till it's too late.
Yes.
To his spirit ain't there no more.
Yes.
To beckon you or bid you to come. Don't put it off till you may wake out of your sleep in the dead hours of midnight. And there's Jesus coming.
Come on.
I pray, God, to have mercy.
Amen.
On each one that's out there.
Yes,
but I'm praying, friend, she'll be healed. You'll be touched. You'll be made whole.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank
I appreciate
you,
Brother Tim, Brother Betty. Hallelujah. And they don't know. I can't even explain in my mind or out of my mouth how much I appreciate the Lord putting them in, putting me in their hearts to get to come and share with you. I prayed for a long time. Lord, you send me where you want me to be. Help me, Lord, to help somebody. Help me, Jesus, to get this word out. Hallelujah. I didn't feel like as much as Jesus done for me that this preaching Show Creek Pool Gospel Tabernacle with a handful, I wasn't doing what I needed to do. Cleveland, God's House of Prayer, I didn't feel like I was getting enough copies, Betty. And I pray every day, Lord, you make a way somehow that I can share with the people
Amen.
What you are to me and what you've done for me.
Yes.
Praise God. If you sit down and eat a big chocolate cake, hallelujah, and that thing tastes so good, you don't want to sit there and just eat it all. You got friends around you, grandkids and kids all around. You'll say, try your piece of this cake.
Yeah.
I just looked at a big one sitting here on the bar. Praise God. And I can't tell you, really tell you how good it is to taste of it.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you how good Jesus was.
Yeah.
I really got a hold of him.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. But he's the best thing. I've tried a lot of stuff. I've run here and I've run yonder. I've run all night long and come in and go straight on in. Far sawmill off. And saw house patterns all day. Praise God, log cabins or cedar logs to make cedar cabins. Hallelujah. And thought I was really doing something. But something got a hold of me that I couldn't find no joy in my heart. Couldn't sleep at night. It was something continuous knocking and dealing with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I tell you, the best thing that I ever done when I turned it all over to Jesus, and it will be to you.
Yes.
If you hear this, you'll recognize one day, best thing you ever done. You pray for my brothers coming on.
Thank
God for them, the churches, where they're at, sharing the gospel, preaching the word of God. But we love them. We love you. And we're praying. If you enjoyed it, you just call in. We'll continue as long as God says it's all right. Brother Tim gets ready to come on back and sing whatever laid on his heart and saying to you. Our brother coming on. Yeah.
Hallelujah! In the valley of the season.
This world and all its pleasure will soon be passed away. The final invitation will be golden. Your fingers are broad, and the Savior calling you. There's a sin in each eternity has been the straight and narrow way we fly, the wrong way down we go. What would it profit to gain the world and lose your very soul? Tomorrow, please, yesterday, our days on earth are peace. This life has been each orphan, eternity has been.
That's the word of God, isn't it? And that's what
yes.
means we don't read the Bible, but we live the Bible in our lives, and we show everybody else an example. There's a smile on our face because we know where we're going, folks. Glory to God. Have you ever been out going somewhere and just get totally lost? No GPS. Can't find your way out. There ain't nothing open like that. You can't find no direction. And you just lost. That's exactly what you're doing today. If you go to church, they're reading out of some other Bible besides the King James. You're not getting the full direction because they perfect left out. Everything's been changed. Switched around to pat you on the back. And glory to God tonight. Y'all excuse my horse because I've been sick. But I'm telling you something tonight that's true. If you can't follow the Word of God, you can't live on that straight and narrow road. You can't stay on it. The devil will put something over here, some preacher that will preach something crazy or something, and you'll slip off and follow them. And I'm going to tell you, there's one in Texas. He preaches to his people. He told them there's many roads that lead to God. Well, if there was, yeah. Don't you think Jesus would have told us about it? Don't you think he would have said, that straight, narrow way has many forks and turns in? He didn't, though. He said it's straight, and it's narrow, and it's walking the
yeah.
Word of God. Living the will of God. Living holy, and living clean, and living like
thank
God
you.
Said to do it. Not like we won't do. And when I say follow the Word, I'm not talking about the parts you lack. I'm not talking about the parts that's easy to do. I'm talking about that love your enemy. Love your neighbors as you love yourself. That means you do for them before you do for you. Glory to God. It means if somebody does something against you, you straightway forgive them because you don't want to get off that road.
Oh.
You forgive them and love them and pray for them and lift them up. And another thing is that don't be a busybody in somebody else's matters. You got enough to tend to yourself to make sure you're looking where you're going. You're looking at Jesus. You're following the Word. You live in the Word. You walk in glory to God in a way to please Him, not please yourself.
Hallelujah.
I want to please God. You understand? I want to please God. Because in pleasing God, I'm going to get an inheritance that I can't get down here. I'm getting eternal life, folks. I'm going to live in a place, glory to God, where there's no sickness, no death, and no hurting, no pain, none of that stuff no more. Glory to God. Why would you not want to go that way? And yet they'll go down that broad road. Everything around shiny. And they're reaching for that instead of reaching for eternal life where everything will be
yeah.
Yours. Glory to God, there's a lot in here to read tonight. I may not get
bless
the ball in my hand, but I want to get a little bit of sin. It comes out of Proverbs chapter 2, and the third verse I'll start, it said, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Well, where are you going to find the knowledge of God except in the Word of God? Is there something else down here that's going to proclaim everything about God except His holy Word? Glory to God. There's nothing else can get you.
Bless Him, Lord.
But the Word
yeah.
of God. The Word of God convicts us to let us know we're sinners. It tells us what's right and wrong. Tells us what kind of man, woman, boy, or girl we ought to be. And glory to God. It's like a man said, how do you know that it's real? I said, glory to God, because I feed him. I know when he took my load off because I felt it leading me. And I know I don't want loaded back down. So I got to follow him. I got to walk in the way of his word. I got to go in the way he chooses for me. And glory to God. Said, for the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth. Cometh knowledge.
Yes,
you understand what he said? He said he's the one that gives wisdom. He's the one that the knowledge comes from his mouth, not these professors, socialist professors we got in these colleges, not them that says, you know, everybody's a racist, that's white, or everybody's this because they're not like you. or everybody's that because they're not your denomination. I got news for you. They're liars. God loved every one of us. He died for every
good
around the whole world. It wasn't just white people. It wasn't just black people, red people, yellow people, brown people. They're just people in God's eyes. I prayed one time, and I asked God, please, let me see people the way you do. I wanted to be like him. I wanted to be more like Jesus. Let me see people the way you do. And I got my eye taken away.
Hallelujah.
And I stood up preaching in the pulpit one day using a big old magnifying glass to read my Bible because I couldn't see. And I looked out at the crowd, and he said, now look. And I heard God's voice, and I looked at the crowd and went to crying. And I told him, I said, you don't know what I'm crying about. I prayed for this, and now I've got it. I see every one of you the same. Ain't none of you pretty, ugly, black, white, whatever. You're just people. You're just souls in need of salvation, in need of knowing the right, true way to go. And glory to God, there's one thing in this world that you can't make one liar out of, and it's the Word of God. You can't find no fault in it. You can't find no wrong in it. But if you read it, you'll find out everything was predicted ahead of time, exactly like it's happening today. Just like it says that our children is going to be our enemies. They'll turn their parents in, some of them even unto death, because they're Christians, and they don't believe like the woke crowd wants them to. Well, praise God, let me tell you something. If I can't walk in the ways of God, I just do not walk anyway, because that's the only thing it leads on, folks. That's it. That's all we got. We got the Word of God. We got the love of God.
Yes, hallelujah.
We got the understanding of God, and we get knowledge and wisdom from the Word of God to know what we need to present to this world. Bless God. Hey, you ain't
got no excuse. Yes.
You got no excuse anymore. You can't hide behind this. Well, I wasn't called to do that. Everybody is called to be a minister of the Word of God. We tell them what it says, but you know how you do it? You live it in front of them. You show them that a Christian lives the Word of God. You don't just read it.
That's it.
Don't just read it. Glory to God.
Come on, preach it. But
you can see it in their life. You can see it, God. Glory to God, in who and what they are. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. It goes on and says this. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. He preserves our way. He knows that if we walk in that Word of God, he's going to keep us in the palm of his hand. We're a protected people. We're a shielded people. We're going to go through stuff. We're going to have misery like everybody else, but they don't have a reward like we've got waiting on us. Hallelujah. We're going to walk, folks, on streets of purest gold. Think about that. They don't have that in these mansions, these big Hollywood movie stars. They don't have that in their house. We're going to have it on the streets.
Hallelujah.
And you think they got something? Folks, they ain't got nothing over us. They're worshiping themselves, think they're almighty. We got an almighty God. It said, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. They hollered equity today. And equity. Yea, every good path. He's choosing a good path for his people. He's not sending you on a wild goose chase out here when he's sending you out to help other people find their way to Jesus. Glory to God. And that's when I preach, I tell people, you check me. I want all of you to get your Bibles open and follow me when I preach. I want you to know it's the Word of God. It's not the word of James Miles. It's not the opinion of James Miles. But it's so saith the Lord is what I want to preach. I want to preach something that'll get a hold of your heart with a guy.
Oh, yeah. Come on, brother. Come on.
That you would open up and say, Lord, I have let go of the best thing that's ever been given. I ain't been walking in your word. I've been going to church. I've been paying tithes. But I've never truly surrendered to get on that straight narrow road and to walk on. Glory to God. Bless God. It ain't a crowded road anymore, folks. Because people are choosing everything but that. Hallelujah.
Come on, guys.
When wisdom enters into thine heart and knowledge is present under blessed under thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
To walk in the ways of darkness. People, that's what you're doing. You may not understand it, and you may not feel it in yourself, because a lot of people got their head up too high when it ought to come back down in that praying position. Because glory to God. They got their self up. I'm so much better than these old drunks out here. I'm so much better than these old dopers over here. I'm so much better than them that's doing this and that. When you know better than them, if you're not walking and living in the Word of God. You see, being one of them that says I'm okay and not knowing you're not is worse than the ones that's just out in sin. Because you claim to have something you don't. That's called a hypocrite in the Word of God. But it says this over here. Mm-hmm. Psalm 37, start verse 23, says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You see, there's a way that God wants you to walk. They're ordered by the Lord. And glory to God. And he delighted in his way. You see, if God is ordering our steps, we're going to walk to where we can please him. Because he will guide us in our life. Yeah, I told him the other day, I said, if there was not a God, and everything I believe
in the
Lord, it wouldn't matter. Because I'm a better man. I'm a better daddy. I'm a better friend. I'm a better son to my mama. I'm a better husband to my wife than I'd ever been. I live in a different way. And if it makes me better, and glory to God, I want to be something that I can be proud of, that when I stand before the Lord, which we're all going to do, I don't have to look down at the ground of shame. I can look up and glorify his face. And I will look him in the eye and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because you give me a book. They had exactly what I needed to do to make my way into heaven. And God, when I stand before you, I don't have to fear anymore, because I left the fear behind. When I picked up that old cross and went to follow Jesus, there was a path made. All I had to do was follow the steps he left. And glory to God, you can make it home, friend. And tonight, if he's pulling at your heart, and I know he is, some of it, because I feel that. I feel like he's just trying to pull you to that altar so bad he's not got you by the back of the neck. He's not dragging you by your heels. He's trying to pull you by your heart. Do you feel that tonight? That's what God wants. He don't want none of you to be left out.
Yeah.
He didn't die for part of it. He died for all of us. And it don't matter.
Amen.
What denomination you claim. It don't matter what nation you come from. It don't matter what kind of past you left behind you. Because when you come to Jesus, just like Brother Don said, he said you're a brand new creature when you're baptized into Christ.
Yes.
And all
of those
things that go away, behold, all things about become new. Don't you want to start over? Don't you sometimes wish, I just wish I could go back and live my life again? I would never done them things that I did. Well, glory to God, I wished it too one time. And I come to a man called Jesus up here in these woods by my mama's house. And guess what?
Right.
I met a man out there in them woods and got up and walked out of there, a new man. Hallelujah. And I ain't looked behind me, because I didn't leave nothing back there. Everything I got before me, it's going on to the throne of God. It's going in through that mercy door. Hallelujah. It's open right
Bless
now.
Him, Lord.
But he said, if you remember what he said, the Bible declared that there'd be an angel step out and stand 1 foot on the land, 1 foot on the sea, and declare that time would be no longer. There's not time to say, Lord, forgive me. There's not time to get down and repent. There's not time to turn your life around. But right now there's time. Right tonight there's time. Tomorrow there may not be no more time. But now, this meeting, tonight, there's time to cry out to the one that can change you forever, that can lead you down that straight and narrow path, can show you that the Word of God. I had my daughter, one of my daughters come to me and said, it's hard to live this life. It's hard to quit cursing. It's hard to do this. And I told her, it's not hard at all. You have never surrendered to Christ. You got to surrender. You got to say, Lord, forgive me, clean me, purify me.
Amen.
Let me understand. Give me wisdom in your word. Give me the wisdom that proceeded out of the mouth of God, that I can get it in my heart, and my heart will guide me. I won't speak to stuff no more, because I speak from the abundance of my heart, and I want Jesus in it. When you do that, friend, I guarantee you, God said, all that come unto me, I'll in no wise cast them out. So he ain't going to throw you away because of what you have done. He's going to let you enter in because of what you're doing. when you get down and go to praying like that, and the tears begin to swell and roll down your cheeks, drip off your chin. Glory to God. He sees that broken heart and that contrite spirit. He said he loves such as like that. And he starts healing it from the inside. He'll take an old stony heart out, give you a heart of flesh. I got a picture right now of my daddy. My daddy was a hard man. He whooped you when he whooped you. And he was real short-tempered. But he got cancer. And he had cancer. He flipped and changed. He met a man named Jesus. Glory to God. And he just softened him just like that. And he was so much different that last year I moved down here to be with him. And he was so much different. He wasn't that snappy temper. It wasn't that being ill all the time and stuff. He was so mild. Tell me he loved me every time he saw me. We didn't say that a lot, me and him, because I was grown and stuff. And he didn't tell me, but I'd hug his neck. He hugged me. And glory to God, I know where he's at. But praise God, if he hadn't got on that straight narrow path when he surrendered to God and told him, I want you in my life. I want to be forgiven. I want to become yours. Hallelujah. And he started that straight narrow
path. Hallelujah.
He went on into heaven, singing and shouting the glory of God. And that's what I want for everybody out there. Praise the Lord. You know, they told me I was a weeping preacher one time, but I got something to cry about. I got something to be so happy the tears roll. I know Jesus, but that's not what I'm happy about. I'm happy because he knows me, folks. I'm happy because the devil don't like me to go nowhere. Hallelujah. Where is that? Because I do one thing. The Bible said, I submit myself to God. I give myself to the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm no longer mine. I've bought with a price, folks, just like you was. And it said, you submit yourself unto God and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. He don't want nothing to do with a Christian. Because when he sent the city out, Jesus told them not to do for it. They come back, they was rejoicing. Even the devils were subject unto us. He said, don't rejoice over that. Rejoice because your name is written down in the Lamb's book.
That's right.
There's where your reward's at. It's because your name's written down. And you get a free pass into heaven because you walked that one road that it takes to get there. They walked and preached the word of God. But he told us that I'm the one that give you power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Don't you tell me, Christian, that the devil's been tormenting you, that the devil had you doing this or that, because you're lying on God. God give you power over him. And it's time we woke up and walked. We need to get out of this mess. But I said I'd show you what that path is. It says this in Big John 1:14 says this. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Yeah.
And
amen.
We beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
Yeah.
Full of grace and truth. See, that's who Jesus was. He was the word of God made flesh.
Jesus.
Think about that. It's the word of God. Is that straight narrow road we got to walk, Brother Doc? It's following after the word. It's obeying the word. It's yielding to the word. Because a lot of times, like I said, people love the Bible, but they love the parts they lack. They love the parts that don't touch their favorite sin. And they love to follow it. I follow the Ten Commandments. Well, what about the one where he said that them that worship the Father must, that's a commandment, right? Must worship him in the spirit and in truth. If you hadn't got the Spirit of God, how are you doing what God said as a commandment? The other ten won't mean nothing if you don't do that. It's all of it or it's none of it. Hallelujah, God. I don't want to see you leave here with none of it inside you. And here's what Jesus said in John 14:6. And Jesus told us that I am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You wonder what the way of the straight and narrow is. It's Jesus. It's the Word of God. That's who he was. That's what he was sent for, is to bring us the Word of God. He said, I don't speak my word. I speak what the Father gave me to say to you. So it's the Word of God itself, the spoken word, the wisdom of God that come out to each one of us through Jesus Christ our Lord. And here's what it says, Revelation 19. Glory to God. I'll start it up. Verse 11 says this, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was clothed, called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Today, if you want to know what that straight and narrow path is, friend, it ain't no secret. God didn't hide it. It's right there in the Word. It tells us that Jesus Christ was the spoken Word of God, made flesh, and sent down.
Yes,
the Word of God. But to be a sacrifice for mine, your sin, that we have an escape route from our sinful life, that we can escape and come into the holiness and the fullness and the stature of Jesus Christ, that we can be like him in this world, and we can live a life of example before him. He said we're ambassadors of Christ. That's a representative of Jesus wherever we go, whatever we do. Somebody's watching too. If they know you're a Christian, they watch you to see if you'll stumble. But if you're on that straight together, guess what, friend? There ain't no occasion to stumble in us. We can walk upright, and we can show people there's a better way. There's a better life. There's a better word comes out of our mouth. There's a better way. There's a better way that you can seek him today is wholeheartedly. Turn everything you got loose just for the hope of getting a hold of Jesus Christ. And the glory to God. I told you, I just wanted to show people tonight a glory to God that what that straight, narrow road is the Word of God itself. It's me following the Word of God. Not God leading and guiding me everything. It's me studying that road. That road of God, which is the Word, to show myself approved before. I want to study it and know I'm on the right path. I study it to see if I put my lip. I'm going to stay right on it. I don't want to move off the path. I don't want to be turned over here, turned over there. I want to go straight to Jesus. You remember Ben? He walked out of that boat. Jesus said, come. And he stepped out of that boat in that water. And here was Peter walking on the water going to Jesus. And he was so happy. Here he was. He was thinking he was all that. And four bags of chips. He was headed to Jesus. Only one with enough faith to step out. Got on the water. Here come a wave and hit him a time or two. He looked around at that. Took his eyes off of Jesus. And he began to sink. What was the first thing he said? Help me, Lord. Jesus reached out and got a hold of him. Wherefore did he?
Hallelujah.
Friend, if you fall after you come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, you come to understand the Word of God, you come into the Spirit of God within you, the sweet Holy Ghost, you fall after that, guess what? You're the one that doubted. You're the one that let go. You got a lifeline gift to you named Jesus Christ. And long as you hold on, you got safe passage all the way up that narrow road, all the way forward. Glory to God, into the road of glory. Hallelujah. It said we share in his glory. Think about that for a minute. To share in the glory of God, how can that be? Because he said so, and his word can't fail. He brought truth to us, and the word of God is truth. Jesus said, I'm the way and the truth and the life. As long as we know where the truth, friend, why do you look for something else? Why do these people write all these new Bibles, and they're so different? You go to church, they get one of them. Somebody get up and preach, you can't follow. It don't make no sense. They changed everything around, and it's not the Word of God. That's the word of some man. People, you better stick to this. You got to get back in the old path. Now, he even tells you that in the Word, too, folks. Seek out the old path and walk there.
Yes.
What's the old path? It's the Word of God. It's what he spoke. It's what he said for us. It's the good things that he's laid up for us. He's not a subtle about it. Glory.
Jesus.
Glory. It's a
hallelujah.
It's a
all the
that right now, all the blessings of God that we get to enjoy while we're here. And it's nothing. It's nothing compared to what lies ahead. We just gotta keep going. And the only way you're gonna go is to go by the Word of God. There is no other way. Every other way is the devil deceiving you. You can't help some man. If you go to an altar, he gets down, he prays for you. And you get up, he says, you're saved. That's not what the Word said. He said, you got to come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You don't need nobody to tell Jesus for you that you're sorry. You don't need nobody to tell Jesus for you that you want him to forgive you. You don't need nobody but you to cry out, Lord, help me be more like you every day. Help me, God, to follow your word. Help me, Lord, to understand and to understand the wisdom of God. And that's why the Spirit of God comes in. Because it said when the Holy Ghost is come, he will teach us all things. And when we need them and the devil's attacking, our weakest times come, he said he would bring all that back to remembrance. Where you could stay on that straight path and walk right into the kingdom of God. Tonight I ain't going to go long. I won't let the other brother have some time. But you know I love everybody. And I believe that just like Brother Don said, somebody out there was listening to that. He's dealing with you. It don't mean he'll deal with you tomorrow. It don't mean he'll deal with you again. It means he's calling you right now. Won't you please say yes, Lord? At least get down and talk to him.
Praise God.
You don't need nobody else to help you. You get down and talk to Jesus. And how do you do that? Just like he's right there, because he is. Wherever you're at, that's where he'll be. When you call on him in repentance, he will be there. He will listen. Friends, I'm telling you, if you knew my pain, if you knew where I was at when I went into these woods up here, and the things in my life that he took away just like that, I didn't go to AA meetings. I didn't go to drug rehab. I didn't go to any of that. I didn't go nowhere to get my mouth cleaned up. He just come into my life, and that stuff went away. It's just like washing something clean. Glory to God that you cook barbecue stuff on in the oven. And you get to washing and scrubbing that pan just shines up. And it got all cleaned up. And ain't no more filth on it. And that's just exactly how I felt when I walked out of the woods up there. I didn't need nothing else. I had what I needed. I found what he said for me. That was for James. He died for me. He died to free me from me and my deeds. And not knowing in ignorance what I was doing. But when I come to him, he went to teaching me things. And it wasn't all that long. You know what? He called me to preach the word of God. I hadn't quit on him, but he's never, ever, ever quit on me.
Amen.
And when I was in my darkest times, when this eye got took out, this eye couldn't see it all. And I'd be led through stores by my wife. But you know what God did? He put sight in this eye. The one they said was a lot. But God did it.
Hallelujah.
Stay on that road. God walks with you. You stay on that road, God's going to heal you. He come down to have mercy. By his stripes, we are healed. You understand that? It's not nothing that he's lying to us. He made promises to us. If we would listen and walk up right before him, he would walk with us. We don't have to call long distance to see the Lord come in our lives. You just speak. He's there. I just think, Lord, help me. I can't go no further. I've been to church to preach before this work. I still give out. I couldn't barely walk. Couldn't hardly stay awake. Walk to church. I said, Lord, I don't even know if I'll be able to preach. And wind up preaching longer than I ever had, harder than I ever had, and felt so good. Felt like I could climb a mountain with somebody else on my back. That's what God does. When we need him, when we need a refreshing, God's there. When we need strength, God's there. When we need mercy, God's there. Tonight, reach out for that mercy. And I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. But I wish, like Brother Don said, you'd text us something. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you get saved this very night, let us know. Why? Well, the Bible said the angels rejoice over one sinner to come to repentance. By it, I want to get some rejoicing into you for you. I want to thank God that somebody else got pulled out of that fire like that man's feet was on fire. Got pulled out of that fire and brought back and set on that straight narrow road and to make his way to heaven. Her way to heaven. Little girl, little boy, come to Jesus. I want to know that. I want to praise God for you. I want to thank him for the things he's done. He's been so good to me. But I'm telling you, he'll be so good to you too. Trust him. Follow him. You know how to follow Jesus? Just read this word. If it tells you to do something, do it. Let it be the guideline of your life, not what the government says. I ain't paying attention to government a long time. I figured out they for their pockets, and that's about it. But I know Jesus is out for our soul. He's out for our eternal soul. He's out to give us eternal life at a place where there'll be none of this stuff down here. Don't be no arguing, fussing. I don't like them because they don't vote like I do. I don't like them because those churches don't believe like I do. If you believe the word of God, every one of the churches believe the same. Something went wrong, and it was man. It was these two people walking around that went wrong. God never changed. He never will. Once you receive him, he'll always be the same in your life if you allow him.
Mm-hmm.
I love all of you. I'm going to turn it back over to Susan.
Praise the Lord. We thank you for coming on and obeying the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Brother Willie, go ahead and obey God.
Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be back. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we thank God, praise the Lord, for the blessings. You know, we are so blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God has been so good to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we thank God for all the things. Amen. Praise the Lord that he has done.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But, we're going to come in the book of Matthew chapter 7, and verse 13 and 14. And this is Jesus speaking. This is, if you have your Bible with you, that's in red. Amen, praise the Lord. And this is what he said in verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in there it. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be the found. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, and praise the Lord, we're looking at the things, and praise the Lord, and what Jesus said, amen, praise the Lord, there's not going to be that many people that enter in. Amen, praise the Lord. Why? Amen, praise the Lord, because everybody want to go to heaven, but they don't want to pay the price. Everybody said, well, I'm a Christian, but they don't live like a Christian. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, it's not because Jesus said in the book of John chapter 3:17, he said, he didn't come to condemn the world, amen, praise the Lord, but he comes so the world to him might be saved. Amen, praise the Lord. There's nobody condemn the world. Nobody condemn anybody for themselves because amen, praise the Lord, they do not love Jesus Christ. You know, I said this before and I'm going to say it again. Hell is full of people that God loves. Every person that's in hell, God loved them, but they did not love him. They did not separate themselves from the sin. They did not come out from among the world. They did not be different, amen, praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people looking for trying to be better than somebody else. But we are no better than somebody else. We is different than somebody else, amen. Because Jesus Christ lives in us. We don't talk like we used to talk. We don't act like the way we used to act. We don't dress like the way we used to be, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, we are different, amen, praise the Lord, than because Jesus Christ lives in us, amen, praise the Lord. And we are his generation. We are his people, amen, praise the Lord. That we should praise his name, amen, praise the Lord. And we got to glorify him, amen, praise the Lord. And Jesus told his disciples, amen, praise the Lord, pray with the assistance so you won't fall into temptation. Person don't pray, they already fall into temptation. Amen, praise the Lord. It's one of the two things. Either you quit praying and you fall into sin, or you praying and you sinning. Amen, praise the Lord, and get away from praying. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord. It's one of the two things. Amen, praise the Lord. Because let me tell you something. If we continue praying, we pray daily. God forgive us. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. See, a lot of times people continue in the same sin, same thing. Amen, praise the Lord, and say, God forgive me. Yes, what? God don't want to forgive people. He wants to deliver people. There's a lot of people that need to be delivered. Amen, praise the Lord. And so many churches do not know how to deliver people. They don't know how to deliver people from alcohol. They don't know how to deliver people from the demonic spirits. They don't know how to cast the demons out. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, somebody comes to the church, amen, praise the Lord, they will run them out. Amen, praise the Lord. Somebody come, I see a church, amen, praise the Lord. I see people where people come in, they want to pray, and drugs, and they want to pray. Their pastor will run them out. Amen. And I thought, you know, we had a little bit. Amen, praise the Lord. I told him, no, I said, I want to pray for them. He said, no. He said, I don't want them to come into my church like that. You see, the thing about it is, it's more easy for people to run people after than Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said, I didn't come to heal the ones that's whole. I come to heal the ones that sick. Amen, praise the Lord. He didn't come for the perfect people, because, you know, he come, amen, praise the Lord, to deliver people, you know, the ones in sin. Thank God, amen, praise the Lord, that he come, amen, praise the Lord, and he delivered me. Amen, praise the Lord. I was sick and sin. I was, amen, praise the Lord, in bondage, amen, praise the Lord. And I just thank God, amen, praise the Lord. He saved my soul, amen, praise the Lord. But we go, I go right here in the book of Luke chapter 13 and 12. Luke chapter 13 and 22. And he went to the cities and villages, teaching and journeying to Jerusalem. And said one unto him, Lord, or they feel the visit, and he said unto them, he says, crowd to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. I mean, praise the Lord, why they won't be able? Because so many preachers, they preach in different ways to go to heaven. But I got news for you, there's only one way to go to heaven. It's one Jesus Christ and one Savior. I mean, praise the Lord, there's no other way. Jesus Christ is the way. He is the only way. Amen, praise the Lord. Mary cannot take you to heaven. Peter cannot take you to heaven. I've heard so many people that say, well, when I get to heaven, amen, praise the Lord, when I get to heaven, I can wait till Peter open the door for me. And let me tell you something. Peter's not going to be at the door. If Peter's at the door, you're in the wrong address. You better change your address today, amen, praise the Lord. Because when I get to heaven, Jesus Christ is going to be at the door. He's going to be waiting for me, amen, praise the Lord. And this is what Jesus said, amen, praise the Lord. In verse 25, he said, when once the master of the house is risen up and has shut the door, and he began to stand without and to knock in the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto thee, to you, I know you know when you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drank in thy presence, and thou hast found in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you know when you are. Yeah. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. And that's what a lot of people is doing today. Amen. Praise the Lord. They said they're preaching in the name of Jesus. They said they're doing for this for God, but they're living in sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says, if one man gains, if he lose the whole, his soul, amen, win the whole world and lose his soul, amen, what would he give for a change? You know, amen. Praise the Lord. There's not about how many people, how many messages you preach. There's not how many people, amen, praise the Lord, you preach to, but how many people that you taking to heaven with you, amen, praise the Lord. We got, amen, praise the Lord, we got to be ready. We got to have people, especially in the days that we live. We're living on the last days, amen. We're living in the last days. We see prophecy fulfilled every day, amen, praise the Lord. Right now, you know, the Bible says, and that day you hear wars and rumors of war and pestilence. And that's why we're here today, amen, praise the Lord. We hear wars and rumors of war, amen, praise the Lord, and pestilence, amen, praise the Lord. Oh, there's so many pestilence, so many sickness, amen, praise the Lord, so many diseases, so many things that happen right now, praise the Lord. And people, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, it's getting cold and cold in God. We got to get closer to God, yes, amen, praise the Lord, because from that day, that means we're trying to get in, and he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I have never knew you. A lot of people going to say, Lord, I sang on the choir. Lord, I was Sunday school teacher. Lord, I went to Sunday morning meetings. I paid my tithes. I give offerings. But he's still going to say, depart from me. I have never knew you. You was far from me. I mean, praise the Lord. You confessed me with your mouth, but your heart was far from me. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord. We got to know that we got to know, church, amen, praise the Lord. We got to know, praise the Lord, where we go when we die. Oh, like I said, so many people, you talking to people, are you going to heaven? Oh, yes, I'm going to heaven. And every time they open their mouth, they say a bad word. They say a curse word, amen, praise the Lord. Or they say, amen, praise the Lord, they've been drinking or doing drugs or whatever. But there's a lot of preachers out there, hey, amen, praise the Lord, they allow drinking and beer and everything else in the churches, but they're ready to go to heaven. Let me tell you something. And Jesus came for a church to make themselves clean. Amen, praise the Lord. A church,
amen.
Praise the Lord. and praise the Lord on Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord and purify ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are the bride of Jesus Christ. He is the groom. We are the bride. Amen. Praise the Lord. That bride, we got to be ready. We got to be clean. We got to prepare. Amen. Praise the Lord because he is coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he's coming at those that make themselves ready. It's not the ones, amen. Praise the Lord, that say, well, I'm a Christian. I got saved when I was 5 euros. I was saved when I was 10 euros. And praise the Lord, but then living like the devil for the last 30 years, amen, praise the Lord.
Come
He's not coming after this, but they're coming after them. Amen, praise the Lord, they make themselves ready. Amen, praise the Lord, they call upon the name of the Lord every day. Amen, praise the Lord, they say, Jesus, help me today. Lord, help me tomorrow. Lord, help me, amen, praise the Lord. Help me to be example, amen, praise the Lord. Help to live right, amen, praise the Lord. And that time that we live, amen, praise the Lord, and so many people like want to live and dress like the world, they think they're going to bring the world, the people to the church because they dress like the world. Amen, praise the Lord. I got news for you. We cannot be amen, like the world. We got to be different than the world. We got to separate from the world. Amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, because, amen, praise the Lord, this world, amen, praise the Lord, a lot of people say, well, I just followed my heart. Let me tell you something, my Bible says that your heart will deceive you. You better follow the Spirit of God, you better follow God, amen, amen, praise the Lord, because amen, yeah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost will, amen, praise the Lord, will lead you. You know, Brother James said, and Jesus said, I will send you the comforter, that the Holy Ghost will teach you things. He will teach you how to speak. He will teach you how to dress. He will teach you how to do things. He will teach you, amen, praise the Lord, how to love your neighbor, how to love everybody. Amen, praise the Lord. There's so many people that can prophesy and praise the Lord in church or they speak in tongues. Amen, praise the Lord. Next time, you know, the scorpion, they come and find somebody else. Amen, praise the Lord. That is not of God. Amen, praise the Lord. We got it. Amen, praise the Lord. Separate ourselves from all these things of this world. Amen, praise the Lord. But I'm going to read once again in Luke chapter 13:28. And they say, there shall be a weeping and Agnes of fear when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and know the prophets and the kingdom of God, and you yourself trust out, and that ye shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are least which shall be first, and that they shall be at least. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, you know, that's going to be said, amen, praise the Lord, when people can thought that was going to go to heaven, when they thought that was going to make it. Amen, praise the Lord. And they see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, praise the Lord, and the kingdom of God. And they won't be able to go in. Amen, praise the Lord. That's going to be a sad situation. Amen. You know, that I believe the saddest scripture in the Bible is when Jesus said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I had never thank knew you. You.
Amen.
Amen, praise the Lord. People, amen, praise, you know, the Bible talks about the ten virgins, amen, praise the Lord. The one, the fire was foolish, the fire was wise, amen, praise the Lord. We got to be like a wise virgin, amen. We got to pray. We got to have it, we got to light the candle, amen, praise the Lord. We got to have the oil in our candle, amen, praise the Lord. Let a light so shine, amen, praise the Lord. We got to be able, amen, praise the Lord, because we don't know where we're going to have to go. I believe we got to give more to God. I know I'm saved. I know I feel with the Holy Ghost, but we need more. We need more power. We need to overcome things, amen, praise the Lord. We got to overcome, amen, praise the Lord, all these things, hallelujah, they come in our lives, amen, praise the Lord. And we find a spiritual warfare right now. You know, a lot of people, they say it's political, but it's not political. It's a spiritual thing, amen, praise the Lord, that we got to fight against, amen, praise the Lord. How you think, God, praise the Lord, amen. I just thank God I enjoyed this time. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know this looks like a decision to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I just thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord for the opportunity once again. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just turn over to you, Sister Betty. Praise the Lord.
We just want to thank everybody for coming on tonight.
Praise God.
We just want to thank everybody that come on tonight and obeyed the Lord, and everybody that's watching by Facebook. We thank you for coming on and listening. And we're just going to take all the prayer requests before the Lord right now and pray for them, and then it'll be time to be off. We'll see you back next week from 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time. So we're just going to take all the prayer requests to the Lord. He knows every one of them, so we'll just pray over them.
Yes, hallelujah, Lord.
We just praise
God,
you.
We
just thank
to
you,
Lord.
God.
Lord, on the We pray tonight in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we know that you are the name for us. People can be delivered and set free by the Spirit and by the power of the resurrected Savior. God, loose them tonight, Lord. Let them go free, God, that they'll be free from that hope that the devil's got on them, Lord. Whatever it may be, drugs, alcohol, or just the very old spirits of the devil that's took over the people. God, loose them tonight by the power of God, Lord, and let them be free. You said who you set free, who the Son makes free or sets free is free indeed. God, we believe you tonight, Lord, to loose them and let them be free, God, and give them a clear mind. Clear spirit, God, a heart, Lord, and a mind to serve you, God, in sincerity and in truth and in righteousness, God, all the days of our life, God. Surely we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever and forevermore. Bless all said and done. Bless your brethren, Lord. And all the listeners, God. We pray in Jesus' name, every need will be met, God, according to your riches and glory. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
To lead you through it, in Jesus' name. Glory unto your name. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, brother.
God bless. We expect one.
Love you. God bless you.
See you next week.
Sister Betty.
Yeah.
Remember, Isom, his wife, Martha, and Barbara, all of them got COVID.
Yeah, I seen that on Facebook. Yeah, I already prayed for them today.
All right.
We'll continue to pray for them. Okay, God bless.
God bless. Love y'all.
See you next
Bye-bye.
Week. Bye.